Hey everyone, I'm Kip Wilkinson, and this is Reviews of the Nerds. Today I'm reviewing The Horse and His Boy by C.S. Lewis. The Horse and His Boy is the third book, although that placement is arguable, in the Chronicles of Narnia. The Horse and His Boy follows a young boy named Shashta living on the outskirts of the Calormen Empire. Shashta is tending to the horse of a visitor when the horse bends its neck down to meet Shashta and begins to talk. The horse tells Shashta that his name is Bree, and that Shashta's father intends to sell the boy. Reeling from the revelations, Shashta is at a loss, unsure how to save himself. Then Bree tells the boy of his homeland, a place of freedom, a place of hope, a place called Narnia. Shashta and Bree then set out at a full run to this free land, but along the way they discover a plot for the Calormen army to invade Narnia. Now, the horse and his boy are on a mission to save a country, and hopefully themselves along the way. C.S. Lewis is a respected author the world over, and the Chronicles of Narnia is his most celebrated creation. The inspiration for the Narnia series came to him through many conversations with a group of friends known as the Inklings. And the fire in which the world of Narnia was forged was fueled by Lewis's best friend, J.R.R. Tolkien. I've loved the Narnia series since I was a kid, and I try to reread the books every year around Christmas time. It's hard to decide on a favorite, but for me, The Horse and His Boy has always held a special place in my heart. It's impossible to read this book and not be struck by the grace and sovereignty of God. As someone who has lived most of their life feeling worthless and unimportant, this book always reminds me that we all have value in the eyes of Jesus. I give this book a 9 out of 10. I'm Kip Wilkinson, and remember, not every wardrobe has a magical world hidden inside, but it doesn't hurt to check.